coaches, I've been thinking a lot lately about how we view the scoreboard can actually reveal to us some blind spots in our coaching and what we're emphasizing with our players and our programs. What I mean by that is, if you're running a program and you are losing more games than you're winning, and you're pressing and you're frustrated and you're trying to get your team out of this funk and the losses are building up, a lot of times you can miss out on a lot of the growth and the good things that are happening within your program. Sometimes when things seem to be going bad, it's hard to stay positive and see all the really good things that are going on. On the flip side, when you're winning, this can also reveal a ton of blind spots. And what I mean by that is that sometimes when things are going well on the scoreboard and you're winning a lot of games, this can often mask some potential fires that are starting and some problems and some issues that could start coming up in your program. I was reminded of this lately in the media. The Toronto Maple Leafs in the NHL fired their longtime head coach, who's had tremendous success over the last couple of decades in the hockey world, in the NHL, internationally, and it created quite a bit of buzz. And a few days after he was fired, Mike Babcock, who was the coach, it came out with a story where a couple years ago, one of Toronto's prized rookies, the coach had him write down a list of his teammates, and he wanted this player to rate his teammates from who was the toughest to the weakest. And this rookie, who's 18 at the time, trying to please his coach, did what he was asked. And later on, this coach took the list and actually read the bottom of the list to this player's teammates. Now, I don't really get what he was trying to do, but this story happened a couple years ago, and it didn't come out until this team is facing some adversity now, to the point where the Maple Leafs ended up firing their coach. And so the question I'm asking is, why? Why do we look past things when things are going really, really well? And it's a big warning to all of us coaches, and just a good reminder is, like, even when things are going good on the scoreboard, is to take a deep look at your program, to take a deep look at your heart. Are you still coaching and abiding by the principles and values that are extremely important to you and your program? Because it's really easy sometimes to get caught up in the wins and losses and start compromising those values. And this is just one of those examples in the sporting world. Like, we tend to turn a blind eye to people we think who are getting the job done. Well, that's just the way it is. It's tough love. We're trying to create character in these people, in our players, by shaming them and demeaning them and embarrassing them, when really we're sending the wrong message and doing the opposite. So coaches, if your team is struggling to win games, maybe take a step back and evaluate all the really good things that are going on in your program. And if you're winning a lot of games and you're having a lot of success on the scoreboard, maybe take a step back and just be like, hey, what am I missing? Where are my blind spots? Where do we need to be better? Where are we compromising our values? That was episode 183 of the Culture Builders Podcast. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We'd love to hear from you at Thrive On Challenge. And I'd love to hear from you at Coach Soudan on Twitter.